DJ Dang, and we're featuring Spin That Ish, our favorite music from the month of October. Here is the World Cafe from WXPN.
For more than 50 years, guitar and songwriting giant Richard Thompson has twisted the traditions of British folk, shattered the boundaries of genre, and stretched the limitation of human hands. Today, he joins us for a mini concert.
Just up the river, from the smoke and the noise, Gethsemane.
Coming up, we'll hear live performances from Thompson at the Exponential Music Festival, playing songs from across his catalog.
Says James to Red Money, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952.
Plus, later in the hour, new music from a newly minted author, Nico Case. Stick around. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. School districts across northern Minnesota saw mixed success with referendum attempts at the ballot boxes Tuesday. Voters in Walker, Hackensack, Akeley approved two capital bonding requests with more than 60% of the vote for each question. And Crosby Ironton saw overwhelming support to increase its operating levy by more than $1,500 per student. Some school districts, like Deer River and Hibbing, went to voters for both capital and operating referendum requests, which were rejected by more than 60% of the vote. Out at the polls, northern Minnesotans shared with our news team why they showed up to vote. At one of three polling sites for Walker, Hackensack, Akeley's referendum requests, some voters from the Akeley area shared their support for capital bonding measures, the first $16 million ask being tax neutral, and the second expected to have about a $12 a year impact on a $200,000 home. Teacher Rachel Hoffelt of Akeley says she supports the measures that the district says would be put toward upgrading the heating and cooling system, building out secure entrances, and upgrading its bus garage.
They need good transportation, and if they can't get the kids to school, the kids can't learn.
News director Chelsea Perkins visited Crosby, where supporters of Crosby Ironton's operating levy request were hoping the third time's a charm. Lisa Rydberg says she felt positive energy around this year's attempt.
The school board did its work to really push to make this work for the community, so I hope it works for the community because it needs to have a thriving school.
The levy would provide $1.5 million annually for 10 years, and it's the district's third attempt to win a referendum vote in as many years. More than $1 million in budget cuts occurred after the first two failed attempts. Timothy Hummel and his wife Diane of Ironton say they voted in favor. Hummel is a lifelong resident, a 1973 graduate of the school, and his children and grandchildren have also been educated there.
When the mines moved out of here, this town went into like hibernation mode. And now with mountain biking and kayaking, fishing, people are coming back here. But they won't come back if the school is dead.
Over in Deer River, reporter Megan Buffington spoke with voters deciding on two referendum questions along with a special school board seat. One levy would provide operating dollars while the other would fund capital improvements like upgrading technology. Similar to many districts, Deer River is facing rising costs and declining enrollment. Dan Graff's three kids went to Deer River and graduated within the past few years. He voted against both requests, saying he believed there was plenty of room to make cuts without them being draconian.
Problem is, as a small district, you can't be everything to all people. So you've got to really fine-tune what you can and can't allow for or cover the expense of.
Find the rest of the results at KAXE.org. A Rozo man may be heading to tribal court after the Red Lake Nation seized his vintage airplane. In an article by Aviation International News, Darren Smedsmo says he was attempting to travel from Rozo to Bemidji on October 15th for flying lessons. His engine seized up over Lower Red Lake while flying at an altitude of 3,500 feet. He was not injured after landing the plane on a road within reservation boundaries. In a statement issued Monday, the Red Lake Tribal Council sought to clarify the rationale for impounding Smedsmo's plane, saying he conducted an unlawful emergency landing on tribal lands. The Tribal Council passed a resolution in 1978 that banned flights over the reservation under 20,000 feet. This action came after the Air Force requested the Federal Aviation Administration to allow low-altitude, high-speed training flights across northern Minnesota. In the Monday statement, the Tribal Council says Smedsmo was assisted by tribal law enforcement after his emergency landing. The impoundment was on the grounds that the aircraft landed on reservation land without prior authorization or required coordination with tribal authorities. The matter remains under investigation, and the council says court proceedings will provide Smedsmo with due process under tribal law. Lawyers advising Smedsmo are raising questions about whether the Red Lake Nation's airspace claims are legitimate, since FAA charts do not show that restriction. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Richard Thompson's legendary rock and roll roots date back to the 1960s when he co-founded Fairport Convention. His World Cafe roots, well, they don't go back that far, but they're still significant. This show had been on the air for less than a year when Thompson made the first of what would become many appearances back in 1992, making him quite possibly the only artist who has appeared in every decade of this show's history. Feels appropriate. As Cafe has evolved, so has Thompson, from band leader to solo artist, endlessly innovating in his guitar playing. This is a long way of saying we're fans. So we've got a mini concert on tap, recorded at the Exponential Music Festival, and we get it underway with Gethsemane. It's Richard Thompson on World Cafe.
From the smoke and the noise, Gethsemane. Oh, there's war whoops and secret signs in the trees. Estuarine smells coming up on the breeze. Perfect endless days like these, Gethsemane. Oh, Gethsemane. Sailboats on the keg, push back on the quay. Your eyes, this fire, your hand, destiny. To be something fine. Something fine. Something fine. And the smug, being daring with a staring, uncaring fuck. Laugh with you, laugh at you, y'all never get the joke. Gethsemane. And they broke your spirit there and the Marines. They thrust your head down inside the latrines. Frozen in your sacrament, derailed in your teens. Never saw the enemy. Oh, Gethsemane. Those bosses betrayed, soon let you go. The fire in your eyes, how could they know? To be something fine. Something fine. Fine.
happy for the retina, better of men forever. I never saw the halo moon rise over the river of Gethsemane. Now there's a pain in your head, but it's letting you shoes. But I got it seen to, it's gonna be bad news. How did the perfect world get so confused? Gethsemane. Gethsemane. Who sucked out the freedom of days without end? Under the weight of it all, you must bend to be something. Be something fine. Be something. Thank you so much, thank you. Oh, Johnny's joined a Kaylee band, they're known quite well throughout the land, the drones. The drones are signed up on a cruise, but Tracy's laying in the booth back home. Herself another man, a smoothie, while the kids are in the front room watching movies. She's got him in a headlock, in a side lock, in a jam. She says, I can't express myself with my old man. Oh, well, Johnny's far away on the rolling, rolling. Johnny's far away on the rolling sea. Sing, Johnny's far away. The rolling sea, on the rolling sea. Oh my goodness, it's incredibly good, thank you. Where was I? Oh yes. Now Johnny's cruising out to sea, he believes in Chester tea for some. The wealthy widow's bill and coo, he fends off one or two and then succumbs. As they're turning hard a port in the Bahamas, he's turning up right out of her pajamas. Oh, he's turned her every which way to the rhythm of the sea. He says, I can't express myself with my old lady. Oh, well, Johnny's far away on the rolling, rolling. Johnny's far away on the rolling sea. Sing, John. On the rolling sea. On the rolling sea. Johnny's home, he opens up the door while someone's sneaking out the back. Tracy says, you look so poorly sores, and all you are to sing the quack. as she wipes the snot from off the kiddies' noses. And he charms her with 11 battered roses. And by they get down to their job of man and wife, back to the old comforts of the missionary life. Oh, well, Johnny's far away on the rolling, rolling. Johnny's far away on the rolling sea, sang Johnny's. The rolling sea. The rolling sea, on the rolling sea. Well done, that was incredibly good. Well done, audience. Oh, you know, I can't do nothing for you. And you know, I say my piece of them. A pound. That pavement always wishing, or that I could live my life again. Well, I raised some cane and sank some whiskey. Well, I rambled like a man in sin. Oh, there's arms I've held and hearts I've broken. Oh, if I could live my life again. Those cowards let me take the blame. I swear I'll run with better company. Oh, if I could live my life again. And you know, true love slipped through my fingers. Somehow, I never could explain. Next time, I'd say just what I'm thinking. Oh, if I could live my life again. Could be forgiven. That's why I sing this old refrain. I want more chance is all I'm asking. Oh, if I could live my life again. If I could live my life again. a fine motorbike. Now a girl could feel special in any such light. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put her arm behind and down to Box Hill, the dinner. Dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed a millionaire to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying before the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, I'd give you my Vincent. James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast in his chest, left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said I'd give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent on a red-headed girl. Not Triumphs and Nortons and bees as won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. We reached for a hand, slipped her the keys, till I've got no further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry. And died, and he gave her his Vincent to
live at the Exponential Music Festival this September. It's Richard Thompson with the performance of 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. It's from his 1991 album, Rumor and Sigh. One of our most frequent guests and one of our oldest friends, Richard Thompson. His most recent studio album is called Ship to Shore. Thanks so much, Richard. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
You're tuned in to the World Cafe here on KAXE, KBXE, People Powered Radio. My name is Andrew DeZingle. Programming on KAXE, KBXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funds are available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach the art, culture, and heritage of the state's diverse culture. That includes, but is not limited to, Indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, recent immigrant communities, and veterans. Application and deadline information is online at mnhum.org/grants. Tune in to KXE's new podcast, The Season Watch Pod, with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters. A podcast for the curious, filled with the delights of nature. New podcast debut Thursday mornings. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Always good to have Richard Thompson stop by. If you missed any of that session, you can find it at worldcafe.org. Back into music, and this feels so much like a November song because so many people are headed home for the holidays. Hopefully, you never know. But even if you aren't, it makes me nostalgic. It's Field Report with Home.
Cold snap like a coiled spring. You can feel coming on. We are marigold and dropping orange and umber, barely holding on, just barely holding on. And now downtown's dolled up, tinsel and angels, season sneak like haircuts, teased apart and tangled. We were praying for a while and we took it all down like garland hanging off traffic signals. Leave the lights on, cause it might be nighttime when I get there, then I'm on my way home. Leave the lights on, cause it might be nighttime when I get there, then I'm on my way home. Putting on old clothes in a new way, putting on the pose of a new stage, waking up every day just a little bit changed as it breaks over us like waves. Long-lived beauty, short-lived pain, lust for wonder and hunger pangs. Face your fears, not your shame. Doesn't end, it just wears away. Underneath, closer than solid ground beneath your feet, closer even now than lips and teeth, closer now than out of reach. And the body remembers what the mind forgets, archives every heartbreak and cigarette. And these reset bones, they might not.
Feel free, get on the floor and dream. Cutting pictures out of a magazine. Feel free. Feel free, plant yourself like a seed. And take your time being buried. Feel free. Feel free, carry a torch in the street. Say you're full when we know you're empty. Feel free. Feel free to fall in love with the people you know. And fall harder for the people you don't. Feel free. Feel free, keep it all pristine, clean, in its original packaging. Feel free. Feel free, taking it slow and easy. Your heart is racing. Feel free. Feel free to swim alone in the open sea. Bounce around holding a baby. Feel free. Feel free, hail Satan, doesn't matter to me. Or you can be the devil every Halloween. Feel free. Feel free to lay it down like a wreath. Leap over what's underneath. Feel free. Feel free to never listen and always speak. To never learn, try to teach. Feel free. Feel free, kick a ball at a tree. Trying to retrieve your frisbee. Feel free. Feel free, let it be or let it bleed. John or Paul, Mick or Keith, feel free. Feel free, think of your name on a marquee. Aim for something you can't see. Feel free. Feel free, spin around and get dizzy.
Do I know him? Who is he? Feel free. Feel free. Get yourself born in the USA. Love with a love they can't take away. Feel free. Feel free. Shave your head in the sink. Be brave. Don't think. Feel free. Feel free, put your love above the part you play. But keep your love away from what you get paid. Feel free. Feel free, make a record with your friend. A song that never ends. Feel free.
New song from Jeff Tweedy and his massive triple album, which is called Twilight Override. I had a chance to talk with Jeff about it. You'll hear that session coming soon to World Cafe. That track is Feel Free. Also heard Field Report with Home, and we're back in a minute with new music from Nico Case on World Cafe.
You're listening to The World Cafe here on member-supported radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Andrew DeZingle. We receive support from North Homes Children and Family Services, providing mental health care in Minnesota. November is National Adoption Awareness Month, highlighting the need for adoptive and foster care families. North Homes provides licensing and case management for those opening their heart and home. More information is available at northhomes.org. The KAXE News Team put together a list of food-related resources across northern Minnesota. You'll find hours of operation and locations of food shelves, along with information on soup kitchens and community meals. Visit KAXE.org to find the list. If you have something to add, email news@KAXE.org. The Itasca Curling Club in Grand Rapids offers nightly Learn to Curl sessions now through November 7th. Drop in from 6 to 7:30 any evening to learn the sport of curling. Bring clean sneakers and wear comfortable clothes.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. This is the part where I say, hey, this artist has new music. And you're like, yeah, I know that. But Nico Case also has a new book. It's a memoir called The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. She sat down with Raina Duras to talk about the new book and the new record coming soon to an episode of World Cafe. In the meantime, here is new music. As promised, this is Wreck.
Calm down, darling, don't take me to me.
Listening to World Cafe.
Baltimore band Turnstile. Putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe with Seeing Stars off their most recent release, Never Enough. That does it for us. Once again, thanks to Richard Thompson for his session. If you missed it, worldcafe.org. And hat tip to our line producer, Will Loftus, for his work on this session and this show, which we make from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. And by the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. We receive support from the Lake Country Journal, a lifestyle magazine since 1997, a local publication sharing stories from the heart of Minnesota about the places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. LakeCountryJournal.com. The Bemidji High School Theater Department presents The Addams Family, a musical comedy, November 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m. at the school's auditorium. Find a ticket link on Facebook under Bemidji High School Theater. Weather today, sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 40s, breezy southwest winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with lows near 28 degrees, west-northwest winds, 5 miles per hour. And tomorrow, cloudy, highs 45 to 50 degrees, southeast winds, 5 to 15.